Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 22nd, 2023. My name is Addison and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Saturday, April 22nd, there was 13 hours and 50 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, April 23rd, a few lucky people were able to see a bit of the Northern Lights in our area. There are still some mounds of snow on our school playground and in our school forest. Other areas around our school are very wet and muddy. The barberry shrub in Rio's yard has started to bloom. Common barberry is a deciduous shrub in the barberry family, measuring 8 to 10 feet in height and 6 feet in width. The small alternate tooth leaves are clustered at nods. The flowers are 1.5 inches long, pale yellow, and hang from branches at leaf clusters. Laura has been seeing a lot more green grass lately, and she has also seen a lot of trees that have buds around her house and at school. During the past few days near our school compost bins, Zane has noticed many bird tracks. Another day, he saw around 20 birds fly away when he got there. They might have been juncos. On Sunday, April 23rd, Rio had 3 birds hit their window. Putting up window clings or other decorations are helpful to have on your windows near bird feeders, so birds can see them and avoid them. Many songbirds have also been sighted along roadways. Please slow down when you see them. On Wednesday, April 26th, Miss Lampola's class saw a robin carrying grass in its beak. Then they watched the robin fly to a partially constructed nest. Robins make medium-sized, cup-shaped nests out of grass, twigs, and mud. While Lila and Rio were collecting sap in the NSCS forest, they saw and heard many different species of birds, including chickadees, red-winged blackbirds, pileated woodpeckers, and robins. Elijah and his family saw several bald eagles by the road eating a deer carcass, and one flew over their car. On April 27th, when Miss Rolfe was on her morning walk after the rain, she saw a lot of earthworms out on her dirt road. This is the first time she's seen any worms this year. When Miss Rolfe's class was out for EE by Shelter 2, they were clearing brush when they saw the first frog coming out of hibernation. On April 22nd, Rio and Lila collected maple sap and found that their tree produced 1 quart of sap in 2 days. On Sunday, April 23rd, Laura and her friends were in 2 harbors on the breakwall, and they saw 3 or more loons and saw one eat a fish. The loons have returned. Today, Friday, April 28th, is Arbor Day. The origin of Arbor Day began in the 1870s in Nebraska. It became officially recognized nationally starting in 1970 and yearly after that. This day is celebrated across the United States by planting and caring for our trees to preserve our natural resources in a sustainable way. Trees provide building materials and food, shelter and protection, habitats for wildlife, and help clean our air. Plant a tree today. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.